Intervju Radija Študent.
Danes večer bodo v Menzi pri Koritu ob podpori domačega dvojca It's Everyone Else nastopili kalifornijski art rock oziroma noise pop posebneži Shushu, ki bodo ob tej priložnosti predstavili svojo prednedavnim objavljeno ploščo Forget. Pred nekaj urami smo masterminda zasedbe Jamieja Stewarta v krajšem telefonskem pogovoru vprašali o zanimivih projektih iz zadnjih dveh let in novem albumu. Preden zavrtimo posnetek pa splošče Forget, poslušamo skladbo Wandering.
Last time we saw you perform was about 2.5 years ago here in Slovenia, and in mm-hmm. between you've been really involved in recording stuff and various music projects. And before I ask you, about those, I'm just wondering, you know, after an intense period of recording music, how much are you looking forward to playing live again or doing a tour?
Oh, to be truthful, I don't really like being on tour all that much. I like playing live a lot, but I've been on tour for, you know, my entire adult life. So,
yeah. You like the playing live, but not so much the touring part of it.
So I've been, you know, touring my entire adult life. Being on tour has kind of lost its shine a little bit, although I do very, very much enjoy playing live, and when we play live, we put everything we can into doing it. But I never get tired of making records. Being in the studio is always incredibly enjoyable for me. That said, even though I do get tired of being on tour, playing live is still a privilege that I look very much forward to doing.
You know, I've mentioned you've been busy recording stuff in these past years, and just to name a few, or the most noticeable one, you recorded or released an album, Place, the music of Twin Peaks, then recorded an album with Mürzbau, did a rework of Mozart's opera The Magic Flute, and of course you just released a new Shushu album. You know, to those who know Shushu, it's probably not a big surprise, but still, what drives you to engage in such diverse adventures?
There's a lot of music in the world, and a lot of it is extraordinarily interesting. Like most people, since I was a child, I've been a dedicated music fan, and the opportunity to explore the breadth of what is possible within it is endlessly appealing. Really, other than just being a deep fan of music, I think there's no other answer.
Mm-hmm. Did all this, all this project you were involved in, probably somehow informed the new album Forget?
Oh, I'm sure they must have. I mean, I learned a tremendous amount while working on all of those. I tend to try not to be particularly analytical about the process of recording and try just to let it be what it's going to be. Undoubtedly being involved in those other projects, the process of those, learning some things technically, learning different, you know, pathways into the subconscious of what music is, were certainly influential, but in ways that I think if I explore too deeply specifically what they are, I think possibly some of the magic powder that they managed to sprinkle over things might be dusted away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Was there a particular inspiration behind the new album?
Behind what?
I mean, was there some particular inspiration that inspired the new album?
Differently than the other records that we have done, which have always been very specifically about particular nameable narrative and linear topics. Mm-hmm. This one, and for reasons which I can't really explain as to why, was entirely generated by, you know, possibly subconscious or ideas or non-ideas, I suppose, and you know, interactions with you know, supernatural fear, supernatural experience. It was very much kind of closing one's eyes and floating down the river and seeing where one arrived, rather than deciding where one wanted to go or seeing something and trying to get there. I think maybe the main inspiration was letting go more than anything else.
Is that what the title of the album refers to? Probably.
to a degree. I mean, we had come up with the title prior to really understanding that the process of this record was going to be about, you know, vanishing under the gaze of the muse. But again, as you know, as I noted, it was all about trying to just allow the subconscious to take over. And when one does that, certain fairly obvious connections arrive on their own.
Mm-hmm. You know, lyrically, it still deals with a lot of traumas. How personal are those?
quite.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if we go to the aesthetics of the album, you know, it's still a very shoo-shoo album, but at the same time, perhaps a bit more accessible as some of your previous ones, especially the Angel Guts, Red Classroom, which preceded it. Does it make sense to you when people say it's more accessible?
Oh, I don't really care. I mean, it's never our goal to be accessible or inaccessible. I mean, we're just writing the music that is interesting to us at the time. I mean, certainly this record is, in, you know, based on songs and, you know, maybe classical, or not classical, but classic craftsmanship of songwriting types of arrangements, and it's, you know, melodic. But I mean, it just turned out that way. It wasn't that we were decided, oh, we have to make something that's, you know, potentially quote unquote accessible. And accessibility is a relative term. I mean, I mean, this record is, I mean, probably to someone who just listens to the top 20, this record is probably not particularly accessible, but for somebody who listens to, has listened to, you know, noise and experimental music their entire life, it's accessible. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I remembered reading an interview with Scott Walker, and when they asked him about his music and, well, kind of weird aesthetics to most people, he said that's just something natural to me. I don't know anything else. So to me, this is...
Yeah, I think probably most musicians feel that way.
Mm. This album also features a very eclectic group of artists, from Swans guitarist Christoph Hahn to legendary minimalist composer Charlemagne Palestine, and then Reginald Davis. How did those collaboration happen?
All pretty naturally, but in different ways. I got to be friends with Christoph from having toured with the Swans 3 times. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's obviously a remarkable musician, somebody who I admire tremendously, and he very graciously agreed to play on the record. Charlemagne Palestine, I don't really know particularly well, but I was working on a terrible, terrible pop record, producing it for a really horrible artist, and she wanted to have Charlemagne Palestine on her record, and I was not about to try to get this genius to play on this garbage record. But after she brought it up, it occurred to me that it actually was quite a good idea. So I just asked around and see who I knew him, and got into contact with him, and he seemed interested in working on it. And it played beautifully. Yeah. And Vaginal Davis had been a hero of mine since I was a very young teenager, and I learned a tremendous amount about politics and music and aesthetics and the idea of, you know, gender and punk rock, and and it was actually through working on the Magic Flute that I got to finally become friends with her. And while we were working on that together, I asked her if she would participate in the record.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is another thing. How do you approach artists like that? You know, who have their own very specific ideas, and on the other hand, you have your own vision. How do those things come together on an album?
Well, I mean, you know, when you ask someone who is as brilliant as all of those people are, or any of the other people who we've been fortuitous enough to have gotten to play on our records, when people are great, then you just ask them to be themselves on the record, and they do something great because they're brilliant. I mean, the point is not to try to get them to fit into what we're doing. The point is to have them be who they are. and be thankful that they're willing to participate.
Yeah, you also, for this new album, you also worked with producers like, well, with two producers, John Congleton and Greg Saunier of Dyrhoff. And I was wondering...
Oh, and also and Angela from Shushu was equally pivotal.
Mm-hmm. Is she touring with you today?
Not this time. She's still involved in recording, but not touring so much right now.
But just to going back to working with those producers, now, I just said previously that you have a very strong vision about your music. So I was wondering, what's the input of producers like John and Greg?
Well, it's similar to, you know, to the answer about having, you know, people play on it. Is they're remarkable musicians and remarkable producers and have an incredible insight into music and you know, unparalleled amounts of experience. And when you work with people like that, you can trust them. And it's exciting to see what they turn things into. I don't feel particularly proprietary about songs. I mean, I put my input into it. And it's interesting to me to see how other people interpret it, especially people who are, again, as good as they are, as great as they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I mean, I love listening to them change something.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Dyrhoff play here, and well, it was a really wonderful concert, but that was many years ago. But anyway, still today, one of the more interesting bands, at least for me.
Yeah, they're extraordinarily good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, maybe what songs are you going to play tonight? Probably material from the new album.
Yeah, some stuff from the new record and a bunch of older stuff too. About maybe a third from the new record and then a lot of old songs.
And for the end, do you have any interesting projects coming up that you can maybe mention already?
We're working a lot on the next record, the next Shushu record. Whether or not that's interesting, who knows? We're doing a residency in Berlin, actually, with Vaginal Davis and Susanna Saxa. And the artist Phil Collins and another artist Jonathan Berger. We're doing that in November. And Hexa, another band that I play in with the Australian Florence English, we're doing a collaboration with Merz Bau. So sort of visiting some situations but within different contexts.
Right, busy as ever. So, you know, thanks a lot for the interview, and we will see you tonight at Mensa Precurito.
Thank you very much. It was nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kakšno podobo bodo v klasično pop strukturo postavljene skladbe z plošče Forget dobile v koncertni različici, si lahko preverite danes večer ob 20.30, ko zasedba Šušu skupaj z dvojcami It's Everyone Else nastopi v Menzi pri koritu. Intervju z Jamiem Stewartom, osrednjim članom zasedbe Šušu, pa je pripravil Goran Kompoš.
Intervju Radija Študent.
Radio Študent. Kaj to sploh je?
To je posebno psihično stanje, bi jaz rekel.